Chris, tell us first a little bit about Caleb, his story with Special Olympics.
Caleb was nominated last year to do the World Autism commercial, and he did a really good job on it, and they really liked what he did. So they asked him this year to do the Special Olympics with Sobeys to do the commercial.
Caleb, how are you staying healthy and active while at home now?
Well, Ben, that's a really good question. I was doing lots of active things during my time of the corona, like cooking, building, bowling with Dad.
Tell me about some of your favorite sports. Would bowling be at the top of that list?
Yeah.
What do you miss most about Special Olympics?
Well, I really miss all my friends like Liam, Travis, Tony, Melvin, Sarah, Katie, Colin, William, Evan, Jaden, and that's final.
You said you've been bowling with your dad. How's that been going? Are you winning those games?
Well, I've been winning. It's like a head-to-head matchup, so we both win.
Okay, all right.
Yes, if Dad doesn't win, then he hears about it all week long.
And Caleb, I also hear you're a bit of a trash talker. Is that true?
Yeah. I think you heard it from my father.
It's really hard to bowl when you hear your young fella behind you saying you should go to Caleb's bowling school.
So, Caleb, how has your involvement in Special Olympics and sports kind of changed your life?
Well, my involvement in Special Olympics changed all thanks because of my work I did this year of being famous to all.
And how does that feel? Knowing you're going to be all over grocery stores, you're doing interviews on the radio, you've been on TV, you feel like a bit of a star?
Yes, my daddy told me when I was going to McDonald's for my special Happy Meal with SpongeBob SquarePants.
Special Olympics has really been good for Caleb. He's learned to, Special Olympics consists of 60-year-olds to probably 12-year-olds. And it's really good. The 60-year-olds, the older generation, get to go out every once a week or to bowl or to do whatever sports they're interested in, whether it's curling, bowling, snowshoeing this time of year. And allows them to get out. And for Caleb, well, it teaches them how to share, how to lose, how to win gracefully. Things like that are very important to him, right?
How difficult has it been, Chris, amid the pandemic, to have a lot of this stuff on pause?
Well, it's really hard on the kids because a lot of these kids, some of these kids are autistic, and they really have, they're set to a schedule. So, I mean, you're telling your child, just 2 weeks ago, or actually 2 months ago, we were caught with the big explosion. He was all ready to go back. The parents had got together. The volunteers all got together. We planned it out. And then all of a sudden, level 5 came and it went out the door, and we didn't get that. So that's really hard on them, right? And some of the other things that are really hard is the renting of, say, just the bowling alley. To fit the amount of people in the bowling alley that we had to fit in there, we had to rent it twice. So, of course, that becomes a lot bigger cost to us. But this is a... Special Olympics is more than sport, right? It's socialization. It's lessons learned, right?
Are you hoping you will be able to get back soon? Plans in the works?
I'm not expecting this year. Okay. I really don't expect this year. Usually our season ends in May, and so I'm not really. We'll have some things on the go to summer, like track and field, a few things like that. But mostly, I'm not expecting bowling to be back this year, no.
And Caleb, you've been a pretty big champion for Special Olympics and autism. Do you have any kind of message out there for any other kids who might be in a similar position about, you know, maybe coming out and joining Special Olympics?
Yep, I do, Ben. And this is my message for them. You can do this, and let them be free.
Say your motto, Caleb.
Let me win. But if I could not win, let me be brave and attempt.
That's a really great motto. And Caleb, when this plays, it's going to be real early in the morning when everybody's waking up. Do you have anybody you want to say good morning to?
Nan and Pop, my mom. I would like to say a big welcome to my classmates at school, Helen Tug, Mrs. Sills' class, my bowling troop, my everyone in the world, and you, Ben.
Caleb, thank you very, very much. And Chris, thank you as well for joining us here on the VOCM Morning Show. And good luck with everything going forward.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you, Ben.